Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sun coming up over New York City.
It's a pretty good country song for 4th of July. Brooks is done. Only in America. All they want is everything. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Brooke Folsom, original founding member of our Brain Trust, professor of history at Hillsdale College, author of New Deal or Raw Deal, also co-authored along with Anita Folsom, FDR Goes to War, The Myths of the Robber Barons, Empire Builders, Death on Hold. Those are just some of the books that this man has written, and the ones he wrote when we first introduced you to him 18 years ago are still selling, so that gives you an idea about how powerful his messages are. He's our good friend, Bert. Thanks again for staying with us. I talked
Jim, good to be with you. 18 years. You've been going at it quite a while.
Well,
actually, I thought it. Is it 18 or is it almost 19?
It's almost 19 for me, but we're just celebrating your 18th anniversary right now.
Okay.
You were a founding member. You joined me in the first year, so that makes you a founding member. Bert, when Gene Greisman was here last segment, he and I were talking about the experiment that Lincoln talked about, and I'm trying to weave that theme into my show today. That Lincoln said we were still in an experiment, even four score and seven or eight or 9 years later, that we were still in an experiment. Do you think America is still an experiment?
Yeah, in your message this week, you were talking about we're still a work in progress, and I thought that was. Well put, I hope we're a work in progress and not a work in regress. That would be one of the comments I would make. But I think nations and human beings are always in a process of growing, always in a process of trying to develop and improve. And so in that sense, I think you're right.
Well, when I think about the time that when our country was founded, all those guys were at some points daggers drawn with each other.
Yeah.
And yet they seemed to come to a common purpose. They seemed to arrive at a product that was common enough that we were able to build a nation off of. And I don't know that the people were as divided in those days. Maybe they were. Were the people as divided in those days as the politicians were? I mean, today it seems like the politicians and the people are divided. What do you think?
Well, the divisions back then were just as intense as today, in the sense that we had people on different sides. We had a lot of loyalists who didn't want to fight in the war, and so you had a lot of people who wanted to stick with the British monarchy, but the underlying principles that people believed are more fragmented today than they were back 240 years ago, and so that's a problem. That's a big problem. There was at least enough of a consensus on the ideas that all people were created equal in the sense that they should have equal opportunity. That government is not ordained to be the driver, but ordained to protect these rights. In other words, we have God-given rights, and government is instituted to secure these rights. That's very important, not to give you stuff, but to secure the right. And so there was enough of a consensus on limited government that we were able to pull this together. And we don't have that same consensus on limited government today. We have a lot of people who think government should give people things and take from other people.
Right.
And so that consensus is broken down.
And that seems to be, that's the Rubicon discussion, Bert, the last thing you just said about the nanny state, the redistribution of wealth, philosophy of government, purpose of government. That seems to be the essence of what I'm calling the Rubicon election, this coming up. Friday when Steve Forbes was on. I call this I thought 08 was the Rubicon. I thought 09, 08, 012 was the Rubicon. But I know for a fact that 2016 is the Rubicon from which America will go one way or the other. What do you think?
There's a tendency every election to say that. You may be more, I thought it's more correct this time than before,
That's my point.
The problem is that you don't really have two forces that represent the two opposite sides completely. Now, you do have the big government forces represented. I'm not sure Mr. Trump exactly represents the limited government forces, but he sort of does. There's enough of a difference between the candidates that I think it's fair to say that.
Do you think it's more dangerous? What's more dangerous coming up is the presidential part of it, or the Supreme Court part of it? People are more worried about the results, the appointment of Supreme Court, than they are four years of one or the other in the White House.
I don't separate the two, because if one party loses the presidency for four straight elections, as happened in the 1930s and 40s, for example, you lose every Supreme Court position.
Yep.
Roosevelt appointed 8 out of the 9 justices.
Wow.
Eight out of nine. And so to say which was more important, that Roosevelt was elected to the Supreme Court, it was the same thing. And that's the same point here. Mm. The president, especially if you have another two-term president, along the same lines as our current president, philosophical view, you will have another 8 out of 9 positions on the Supreme Court.
BertFolsom.com, is that right, Bert?
BertFolsom.com.
So check out the website there, folks, and the books are all there. Burton W. Folsom is the name of the book. Burt Folsom Jr., also in one book. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bert, where are the geniuses of our time? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.